Now, the rest of the story. It was a sunny day in Pittsburgh, PA. Men and women bustled through downtown, occasionally stopping to admire storefront displays. Cops walked their beats, and merchants sold their wares, and happy honking roadsters filled the streets. So joyous was that celebration of the commonplace that the first distant sounds of warning were drowned in the throng. But the sounds were there in the faraway midday sky. The faint roar of airplane engines, dozens of aircraft drawing nearer over Pittsburgh in the year 1924. A lady looked up, shielding her eyes in the glare of noon. Seconds later, everyone in the byways below was doing the same. The myriad specks dotting the blue grew. The roar of the engines became louder. Awed in the moment, no one ran, no one shouted, all stood silently, strangely mesmerized, watching, waiting for the drama to run its course. The planes were almost overhead now, swooping low in formation. Their concerted buzz and rumble rose in a lavish crescendo. Then at once, as though responding to a simultaneous signal, thousands of somethings began to fall over the city. Tiny somethings, suspended gracefully by as many tiny parachutes, tumbling from the squadron and into the downtown streets. Cars screeched to a halt and drivers emerged, creating the most paralyzing traffic jam in Pittsburgh's history. Hundreds of people poured into the avenues, followed by hundreds more. And as the planes disappeared in the distance, the people stayed to stoop and to scoop candy bars. Because the event you've just relived had been the most sensational promotional scheme ever devoted to a confection, and the man responsible for that sweet invasion was Otto Schnering. Mr. Schnering was quite a promoter. For example, that same candy bar a while back was called Candy Cake, spelled K-A-N-D-Y-K-A-K-E. Well, one day Mr. Schnering assembled his employees and he told them Candy Cake needs a more dignified name. And he said, I'm challenging you to come up with one. As you might imagine, there were plenty of suggestions over the following weeks, but none intrigued Mr. Schnering until this one. The idea had come from an 1893 medallion, a relic of the Columbian Exposition in Chicago. Pictured on the medallion was our first family, then President Grover Cleveland, and his wife and his daughter. It was the nickname given the president's daughter, which pleased Mr. Schnering. In fact, he liked it so much that he ordered the engraved lettering on the medallion to be reproduced precisely as the new trademark for his candy bar. So Otto Schnering's good promotion sense had engaged long before the sweet invasion of Pittsburgh in 1924. And all the while you thought he'd named his little chocolate-covered nut roll after a home run hero. While instead it honors the first presidential child born in the White House, whom everyone fondly called Baby Ruth. Only now you know the rest of the story.